Hi everybody, welcome to call 2 of being light, white, bright. How light, white, bright are you feeling right now? How are you all doing? What is it that you think we could take a look at today? Right now, you all are all in training to be word engineers, to be word scientists, to be word smiths. So I want you all to watch out for a couple of sentences that you know you're saying, but you don't know what all they are revealing about you, about us. Sometimes I also feel like saying a sentence like that. And one of the biggest sentences is, it's still there. It's still there, especially when being asked to gauge progress, is a conscious, subconscious, an unconscious desire to keep the problem. If you notice how you say it's there or it's still there, you will see at the faint underground is a deep satisfaction. Like there's something very satisfying about saying it's still there. It's connected to a part of you that believes it's not going to get better, that believes no matter what you do, things are never going to change for you. So that part of you feels very right when you say a sentence like, it's still there. The moment you say this sentence, I want you to catch yourself. I want you to catch yourself and see where this desire, this belief system, this limitation is coming from. When did you decide it's not going to work for you? When did you start having the distrust and lack of faith in your own healing capabilities? Second, the yes, but. Yes, I'm better, but it's still there. Remember what I said about it's still there? Yes, the pain has shifted, but it's still paining in my head. The moment you have a yes but negates the yes. So whatever you have said before the but is gone. Whatever you have said after the but is what stays. So when you say a yes, but, make sure that you've said the pain is still there, but I'm feeling better. The pain is still there, but it's lesser. And when you see the difference, when you say this yourself and you turn it around, you will see immediately you're lighter. Because the mind remembers what you have said last. Everybody familiar with EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique? And Rowan says, yes, I am training in EFT. Rowan, tell everybody, what is the sentence in EFT that's always used? And I am sipping not from my turbocharged water, but from my turbocharged rose and jasmine infusion. My darling, please take a water break. As Rowan tells us. And Linda also says EFTS. Nauko also says EFTS. A lot of you all would have either come across EFT or be practicing EFT. EFT is such a heart-based process, right? It's about being aware of what it is you're dealing with. EFT is a very 4D process. And Rowan says, even though, dash, 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 this is my problem. And you end with, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. The power of this, where I have stated a problem, but ended it on the most powerful statement in the world. The most powerful statement in the world is, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. in saying that sentence, even if you were not tapping, you would feel better. That's word technology. It uses the understanding of NLP, neuroplasticity, and how words work. Try it, even without the tapping, if you say a sentence like that. Even though I have, like Rowan, like you've said, that there is this pain and pressure in my upper abdomen under my ribs. Even though I have this pain and pressure in my upper abdomen under my ribs, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. Just say that sentence, see how you feel. Whatever it is you're dealing with right now. While you all practice and see how immediately it's like something's lightening up around your head, something's lightening up around your heart, I will bring you back to the point of this. Watch out for the yes, but, if the but is ending on a negative. You have to be honest to say the problem is still there, but it's getting better. But I am breathing better. But my shoulders have dropped down and I know something is easing. You've got to follow it with the but. All right, my word doctors, y'all got this? So, when we say it's still there, first of all, we have to do immediate deeper work on it. Second, if you're saying yes, but, change the yes, but to the yes, there is this problem, but I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Like Kimberly says, I'm dealing with a horrible skin breakout that won't go away. I'm also gaining weight due to massive cravings I've been having lately. Kimberly, have you been dealing with anxiety for a huge part of your life? Like chronic anxiety, has it also been any history of nail biting or biting the sides of your nails? And Rowan tells us the pain is still there, but the EFT creates a pleasant cooling sensation and it is better than it was. How amazing, right? The moment you read that sentence, tell me, what's the first energy you pick up on? So the pain is still there, but the EFT creates a pleasant cooling sensation and it is better than it was. Can y'all pick up the hope in that sentence? Can y'all pick up the positivity in that sentence? Can y'all pick up the optimism in that sentence? And what did we confirm when we spoke last? Higher vibrations are vibrations that make us feel all of these. Warm, good, positive, uplifted, optimistic. So the moment you are using words, watch them. Watch your words, they become your thoughts. Watch your thoughts, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your behaviors. Watch your behaviors, they become your character. Watch your character, they become your destiny. From word to destiny. That's what we're shifting right now. And the second part of this call, we're going to be talking about the power of reframe, why sometimes it takes a little longer, why sometimes it's instantaneous, and what is the importance of secondary gain. Before that, my darlings, I am seeing that the group attunement is, it's not bad. It's 5. I'd like it to be a little higher. Please, keep your feet firmly planted on the ground, feet uncrossed, palms facing downward on your thighs. If you're lying down, separate your arms from your body, keep your palms downward. Straighten your spine and start focusing on your breath. The act of focusing on our breath immediately puts us in connection with life, the universe, our body, God, divinity, cosmos, presence, however you understand it. Focusing on our breath immediately attunement becomes higher. Even as I'm talking and your ear is coming to me and I'm saying pay attention to your breath, receive that as a challenge. That even as I'm talking, you need not have to pay full attention to interact with the words. You can hear me and still be aware of your breath. But let me make it easier for you, giving you 4.5 minutes of absolute silence. Should your attention waver from your breath, it's okay. Just bring yourself back. Your 4.5 minutes start now. still keeping your attention on your breath, start becoming aware that somebody is speaking. Start becoming aware of the sounds around you, including that sound. Start becoming aware that you're feeling or sensing something on your skin at various parts in your body. Start becoming aware of the area behind your eyes. Maybe it's just darkness. Maybe it's a flash of light. Allow for images to start flowing in now. And then rub your palms till you can feel the heat coming out, and cup your eyes. With your eyes cupped, open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. On an inhale, take your hands up. And on the exhale, bring them down, facing downward again on your thigh or at the sides of your body. Open your eyes fully. Take a look around you. Turn your neck from side to side. Take your neck up. Take your neck down. Shake your whole body and welcome back. Check, my darlings. Elizabeth, how is your lower back? Is it better than before the breathing? Kimberly, how are you feeling about the anxiety? Rowan, how is the sensation in your upper rib cage? Everybody else, what are you dealing with? Give me the SUD, subjective unit of distress, the rating between 0 to 10. And while you fill me in, secondary gain. We need to understand secondary gain. Okay, so sorry. Clearly, I should have given myself and all of y'all a water break. Have some water. Lovely. So to understand how reframe works, I'm just going to remind you of what I said last. When we use the foundation decree, Saturn's decree, which is you can leave now, or y'all can leave now, or you can all leave now, we are working with a certain set of energetic layers. When we work with reframe, we're working with a bunch of layers simultaneously. When we use you can all leave now, the decree travels. So it travels from your conscious to the subconscious to the unconscious, starts dislodging everything. With reframe, it travels instantly and starts dislodging multiple things simultaneously. For example, so Jenny says excess weight. Jenny, this excess weight at a 10, how does it make you feel about you? What's your emotional response to this? Or what's your mental response to this? Like, how do you think about yourself when you think of this weight? Radha says collective fear, 6 on 10. Nauku says stomach pain down from 7 to 3.5. Superb. Elizabeth says fear of the future. Trying to figure things out, 7 on 10, lower back better. Fantastic. Walaikum salam, Meher. So happy you've joined us. Bridget says, crying. Oh, my love. We are with you. What happened, my darling? tell us everything. Rowan says, I was starting to feel a bit anxious, so I just did anxiety, you can leave now. Excellent. And in seconds, it went from a 5 down to a 3. And check now, Rowan, it would have gone down further. The decrees work for your lifetime. So they're continuously working, even if you've just said it once. Carmen says, sensation of vomiting, which came before the session starts, went down from 10 to 5. Very grateful to hear that. Vomiting, puking, nausea are all signs of deep fear. What was your fear, Carmen, before the call started? Was there a fear of letting go of something, healing something, changing something, transforming something? Thelma says, dealing with anxiety and fear today, SUD7 was 10, went down to a 7. Kimberly says, skin problem feeling now at an 8. Weight issue also at an 8. Terry says, releasing extra weight with ease. Yes to that. Jenny says, I don't like myself. There are self-judgments. Jenny, on a scale of 0 to 10, tell me about the self-judgment. Irene says, I'm so unfocused. Irene, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the unfocused? Vandana says, feeling energy while inhaling around crown chakra area and on exhalation, felt till belly. Beautiful. Feeling of goosebumps in the end on feet area to leg and hands. Wow. So there's the presence of some divinity close by. Mandy also says, I have had some upper back and shoulder ache, more on the left side, feels easier. Fantastic. Carmen says, fear of losing money. Carmen, just rate that fear, my love. Nauka says, excessive weight. To me, I wear people. Absorbing people and gained weight too much. That's why I gained weight. Nauka, over the next few calls, we will be doing the chronic project protocol using the word reframe. We will understand what goes on in a chronic project. Irene says, at an 8. So Irene, everybody, like Daisy says, uncertain future, 7, 8. Good. I was looking for some large numbers. Even without saying that you can leave now, which is required for the attunement for reframe, my darlings, all of y'all, please do this. Reframe, snap your fingers. Reframe, snap your fingers. Reframe, snap your fingers. Take your time. Let the snapping happen after the word. And since that takes only 1.5 seconds, I'm assuming everybody's done it. Now, give it 30 seconds. Like Rod says, sales and income in our online e-commerce business is way less lately. I'm calm about it at a 3, but the issue itself is pressing at a 9. Rob, check how pressing it is in the next 10 seconds. Alice says, I have gotten very lazy. Have you gotten lazy, my love, or are you taking time off to relax? Jenny, how much was your self-judgment and how much is it now? Nauka says, my shoulder blades area have movement like something is opening. Beautiful. Shoulder blades are windows, doors. When they open, they're opening to receive something. They're opening to heal something in the past. Chantal says, excess weight, self-hatred at a 10. Chantal, did you try the reframe? And how much did it come down? Rowan says, interesting. My legs went very cold after the reframe. And Rowan, you know why this is, right? Cold is fear. Sometimes cold is also excessive hatred, because hatred is the cool, cold version of anger. Mandy says, big yawns after the reframe. Jenny says, it was at a 10, that's the self-judgment around weight, went to a 7. The power of decrease is that it moves things rapidly in seconds, from 10 to like a 4, like less than half. But with the reframe, you will see that it's going down slowly. Of course, it's still one of the fastest processes in the world. But with reframe, the thing that comes into the reframe that the reframe can't touch is secondary gain. So 10 to a 7 is 3 points down. 3 points down, and Chantal has another one, which is fear of losing my loved ones at a 10. Chantal, how much was it after the reframe? And Donna says, what is the difference between using reframe and abracadabra? Great question, my darling. Will you remind me of this on our next call? I will introduce everybody to abracadabra, and we will see ourselves the difference between the two. Narko says, for weight loss, what is best decree with reframe or simply use reframe? I will tell you, my love. We will take the example of weight release when we do the chronic project. And because it's already come up, we will do the chronic project on the next call. Right now, part of understanding the chronic project is understanding secondary gain and how that influences the results of the reframe. First of all, because now more than 2 minutes has passed since we've said reframe, please recheck your SUD. Where you all were at a 10, or the 10 came to a 7, came to a 6, how much is it now? Elizabeth says, what is heat or sweating in response to energy? Heat is the release of anger. Sweating is also a release of fear. Like we break out into a sweat, right? It's fear releasing. Ali Mata says, side back pain at an 8. How much is it after the reframe? Rowan says, anxiety is a 1.5 after reframe. Bridget says, feel so not heard and understood, believed. Dentist thinks I'm handling normal pain badly, not wanting to cooperate, but my body does truly go into torture reaction because of so much pain that goes like an electric shock through my body. Local anesthesia not working. How should I use the words correctly, my love? My God, these insensitive brutes of dentists or any doctor who doesn't understand that there are sensitive people and sensitive people react to pain violently. There's a violent reaction in the body. So first of all, Bridget, name dropping with the dentist, please. Second, I'm going to be doing the clearings. I'm going to be doing the 10-second clearings for everybody. Let us see how you feel. Have you done the reframe, Bridget? Just do the reframe right now. Chantal says, reframe to 8, feeling heat in my face and head. And Rowan says, can we cover chronic hair loss when we do the chronic project call? Most certainly. So Elizabeth says, so you can leave me now. Specific versus reframe, more generalized. Is that correct? I see the point you're asking. It's not fully correct. So you can leave now. So you don't have to say the me. You can leave now. Four words, Saturn's decrees, pulls out one particular layer. Because that layer is never alone and it's attached to thousands of other layers, all of those layers start getting pulled. Reframe takes all of those layers simultaneously and pulls them out in one shot. So the results when you do the you can leave now will feel far more sharper and well-defined than with reframe. And with reframe, the thing that comes in is secondary gain. Secondary gain is a psychological term. It's a medical term. And psychologically, we know that we only do what makes us feel better. We only have what works for us. And you can say, but Nidhu, I don't like my weight, but I don't like this relationship, but I know I'm in a toxic job. I do want to leave. I do want to do something. The question to that has to be answered is, well, what's stopping you? And what's usually stopping us is secondary gain. There's something we're getting out of having this project. Because it's something we're getting, like for example, everybody remembers the two things that we want the most, the two things that make up love and happiness, the two things that make up power and peace and passion and prosperity and purpose. The two things, my darlings, I want you all to keep this in mind. Two things. What are the two things? What are the two actions that we are always seeking from ourselves and the world? Alex, thank you. You gave it to us last time as well. Attention and expression. Somewhere in whatever we are dealing with, if reframe is not taking you down immediately, first we have to check attunement. Second is secondary gain. If your secondary gain is very high, the reframe results show up longer. Instead of 15 seconds, 30 seconds. Instead of 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Although they will show up in seconds only. What is your secondary gain to what you're dealing with? And when I say what you're dealing with, I don't mean something that's just come up. I mean something that you've been dealing with for a while. Rowan, the hair loss. Jenny, the weight. Chantal, the self-loathing, the self-hatred. Vandana says, heaviness in heart area coming and going, then shooting pain in stomach coming and going, so can't give number, but not more than four for sure. And all of these do have an energy of fear, Vandana. Is there something that you're afraid you're going to hear? Daisy says, I can't tell the difference in SUD. However, there is some energy on my right side, like a current running. Superb. Mandy says, shoulder pain gone, upper back pain 3, feeling very tired. Close your eyes, my darling. Harneet says, headache was 5. After reframe, it became a 2. Fantastic. Irene says, I'm angry. I cannot have quiet time in NYC. I'm outside trying to find a quiet place. It's impossible. You can leave now. You can leave now. You can leave now. You can leave now. Can't find quiet time in NYC. You can leave now. Can't find a quiet spot. It's impossible. You can leave now. Take whatever is disempowering you and add, you can leave now. Whether it's a thought, whether it's a feeling, whether it's a situation. Coronavirus, you can leave now. Radha says, SUD went from 7 to 5 and not profound anymore. Superb. Bridget says, did the reframe? I am so crying. You're totally overwhelmed, my darling. There's so, I can see the bunched up energy around the solar plexus. So much dentist torture, felt experiences coming up and they just wanted to do it this morning again. Had my best friend with me, I was able to say no. Good, good. Bridget, keep crying, my darling, keep crying. That'll bring the overwhelm down. Overwhelmed about this, you can leave now. Harneet says, I've been dealing with stressful nature, makes me responsible, secondary gain. Nice. Jennifer says, letting go control. Is your secondary gain control? Secondary gain with chronic illnesses, for example, is always attention. And that's half of the two things we seek: attention, expression. What do you get in your chronic project? Bridget, is this a chronic project, my darling? What is the secondary gain to this? Nauko says mid-back has started having movement like shoulder blades area, meaning something is moving. And we haven't given the decree again. Can you all feel the progress? Can you all sense the progress? Can you all sense the shift? Let me do your clearings. Let me not do your clearings. I'm so sorry. Let me add to the speed of the clearings, right? So I'm going to be scrolling back and reading out 10 seconds, everybody, and then check again. Elizabeth says, what is SUD? SUD is subjective unit of distress. That's the rating between 0 to 10. Working in a job I sincerely do not like, what's your secondary gain, Elizabeth? And does not resonate, it makes me unhappy. What's your secondary gain with unhappiness? The secondary gain, oh, she's already answered, so sorry, Ma, hadn't read that. The secondary gain is safety or the perception of safety with income and stability. Superb. Roman says, the secondary gain to my chronic illness is being able to get out of working at a soul-sucking job, soul-sucking 9-to-5 job. Okay. Good. You're understanding your secondary gain. This is fantastic awareness. Fantastic. Let me do some clearings, my darling. Elizabeth, how much is your unhappiness? And give me 10 seconds. Rowan, 10 seconds working on your chronic illness. Bridget, I am working on your overwhelm. Donna, I'm working on your trembling. Nauko, I'm working on your spine. Harneet, I'm working with your stomach. Vandana, also working with your stomach. Daisy, working with your uncertainty and working with your head. Irene, working with the anger. Chantal, working on your fears, working on self-loathing, self-hatred. And for good measure, I'm also throwing in a clearing around excess weight. Jennifer, working on your shoulders. Rob, working on the decreased sales. Working on your neck. Sarah, working on rejection and abandonment. Carmen, working on clarity. Leanne, working on trauma. Nina, working on the urethra. Diana, working on weight release and flexibility. Kailash, clearing your heart chakra. Mandy, working on your shoulders. Alex, back pain. Vandana, clearing of debt. Kimberly, working on your tummy, which is what is causing everything in the skin. Jennifer, working on the ear and tinnitus. Take your time, have water, check, tell me how you're doing. We're going to be doing one more yes protocol exercise. Everything that you're dealing with, can you let this go now? And everybody out loud, please say yes. Yes. Will you let this go now? Yes. Can you remove your attachment to this now? Yes. Will you remove your attachment to this now? Yes. Can you remove the point of origin of this now? Yes. Will you remove your point of origin of this now? Yes. Repeat after me. Thank you so much for letting this go now. And then take your next water break. Tell me how you're doing. And we had that much silence so you could catch your breath, check your shifts, or process them further. Have your water. Let me know how you're doing. So, secondary gain, the finest, easiest, simplest way to get secondary gain is to ask, answer this question. What would I do if I didn't have this particular situation? What would I feel How would I be? The most important of this is, what would I do if I didn't have this particular situation? And I'm just going to refresh my page, because I think you all have answered, but I can't see it. Hang on. Rosie says, if I didn't have the excess weight, then I would be exposed and be seen. Fantastic. So secondary gain is the gain of hiding. But what are you really hiding from, Rosie? If you would be seen, what would happen? Alex says, I feel reframed. Naku says, water tastes mild. Kimberly says, I'm feeling hopeful. Thelma says, slightly out of focus today and exasperated with myself. You can leave now. Bridget says, I still don't know what I have to let go and what my gain would be. Getting there, my darling. Getting there. How are you feeling now? How's the fear? Let me just shut down your amygdala. Okay, switching back on. Hypervigilant, you can leave now. Bridget, would you say this a few times, followed by, what if I am safe? Donna says, what do we do when we have apprehension that it will come back? Ask it to leave now, my darling. Immediately. Chantal says, feels good. I feel excited. My body feels relaxed. Fantastic. Charanjit says, if I don't have slight hip pain and knee pain, I will go for a walk every day. I will feel fresh, energetic. I'd be so happy. So Charanjit, very tough question I'm about to ask you. So can you see that there's a part of you that doesn't want to be happy, that doesn't want to be fresh and energetic, that it's a very powerful part of you? Vandana says, pain shifted to back till neck, right hand, scale of 5. Vandana, just do reframe on that again. Bridget says, I would just do a full anesthesia surgery. I would feel absolutely safe. I would be treated correctly. Superb. Radha says, Haripa, Haripa. That's something we North Indians say in one of our harvest dance is called the Bhangra. So, well, feel on top of the world, she says. Kailash says, strong release from back heart chakra. Superb. Terry says, my body would feel well and I would be able to make more money. So, Terry, can you see that there is a very powerful part of you that doesn't want to make money? We have to acknowledge this part of us, because this part of us is clearly way bigger than our conscious mind and the dreams and goals that our conscious mind is creating. The thing is, a reframe cannot remove this. It cannot be removed till we have awareness of it. So when a reframe goes from 10 just to a 7 instead of straight to a 4, we know we're dealing with a secondary gain. Secondary gain means I now need to take a look at what's going on. What is it I am denying myself? What is it I am refusing to have? What is it that I am refusing to be? Rowan says, I'd have more energy to work on my business instead of needing large amounts of downtime. So can you see, Rowan, that there's some part of you that doesn't want to work on the business? I would be more confident and less anxious to start offering my services to others, she goes on to say. So can you see, Rowan, that a part of you does not want to do this? That part of you stops the reframe. Like Chantal says, I would step out into the world happily and joyfully, and that's scary. Donna says, secondary gain, I would feel comfortable in my body. So what is the secondary gain right now? Not wanting to be comfortable in the body? And also, constant attention and expression on the body? Carmen says, probably if I did not have death, I would not be so active in my work. Fantastic clarity. Fantastic clarity that if you did not have these debts, you would not have the push required to step out and work. Nava says, relax and take it easy, enjoy life, feel secure. I just want you all to realize, my darlings, that this part of you that's very powerfully saying, I'm not going to do this. Do whatever you want, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to let it happen. That stops. So as the reframe is pulling out this entire bunch comes up against secondary gain. And then suddenly the reframe stops. And then it nudges, continues to dislodge, and in the next 15 to 20 seconds, you feel a little better. Next 15 to 20 seconds, you feel a little better. If you don't see the cobweb in the room, you'll never clean it. You know how often our carpets, our desks look just fine? And then when you clean the carpet, when you thwack out the carpet, you realize how much dust there was. When you clean out the desk, you realize how much was sitting under the objects on the desk. Right? That's the thing that we need to do with secondary gain. We need to shake it up. We need to shake it up so that when the reframe goes in, it dislodges it faster. Kailash says, I would sit down perfect and meditate. Alice says, I would feel free, lighter, ready to soar, fly. So honoring and respecting this part of us, giving it attention and expression. Please say for me one time, I don't actually want any of this. You can leave now. And Donna says, does that come from fear? It comes actually from a cognitive disorder. But let me come to that. Do this particular decree first. I actually don't want what I'm asking for. You can leave now. I actually don't want any of the things that I'm asking for. You can leave now. And Rob says, neck tension fully gone, at a zero. Superb. And I see that you've also given me an icon with mouth open. Are you surprised at how fast this works? It works actually even faster. We are still in the process of attuning ourselves. Part of recognizing secondary gain and dealing with that is attunement as well. Because attunement is us being in alignment with the universe, and the first universe we know is us. Elizabeth says, I would move into that which I desire with clarity and trust. I would feel confident, happy, empowered, experience myself and my life in freedom, living in abundance, in flow of good. I would experience myself in source as benevolent, working in my highest good and happiness. Elizabeth, I must tell you that source is always working for highest good and happiness. We haven't done the six laws of energy yet, but if it's happening, it's happening for your highest good. There's no other reason for anything to happen. Elizabeth says, whatever is in the way of this, you can leave now. But Elizabeth, you are in the way of this. I shouldn't say you are in the way of this. There is a part of you that says no. We want to honor that no. We want to respect that no. We want to give that no attention and expression. I don't actually want any of this. You can leave now. The conscious mind might resist. Because the conscious mind will say, that's why I'm doing all of this work. That's why I'm spending all of this money. That's why I've been doing all of this work for the last 10 years. My darlings, how many of y'all doing this work for the last decade and still having the same chronic project? It's time for us to take a good, hard look. What is it that we are saying yes to? And what is it that we are saying no to? What is the secondary gain in not having a life of freedom, flight, soaring, confidence, abundance, prosperity, power, peace, passion, potential? What is the benefit? And Rowan says, yes, there's a part of me that just wants to sit around and watch videos while knitting all day. Superb. Is that what you do, Rowan? You must acknowledge your deepest desires, my darlings. Very rarely do we have a deep, deep desire to do something. Most of the time, our deepest desires to do is to do nothing and have everything. Bridget says, confused again. Sorry, my darling. You were confused about what, my love? Secondary gain? The secondary gain of staying in the state of fear, my love, is that you get to be in charge of how you are safe. So much terror in the body means I will decide that this is how I will be safe. I am safe not going to a dentist. I am safe not going to a doctor. Secondary gain of safety is the biggest secondary gain. Not true. Attention is the biggest secondary gain. What is your project bringing your attention to? To you? To your body? To your debt? To your lack? To the ill health? Lena says, frustration about my situation and my progress of moving forward in life. Answer me this, my darling. Everything that you all want, do you all not know what is the next step to take for it? Even if the next step, like for Rob. Now, Rob's work obviously is dependent on the whole world being open to picking up something online. Right? So the whole world tightening its belt impacts Rob. What does Rob have to do next? Rob, do you have the answer to this? Do each one of y'all not know what is to be done next? Having a weight project, you need to speak to a nutritionist. You need to correct your sleep cycle. You need to bring in a little bit of exercise. Do you all not know what is to be done next? You all know, right? So what's stopping you? What's not letting it happen? This part of you this part of you that's saying no. Rosie says, yes, I do. Sorry, Rowan says, yes, I do take time to knit and watch videos. It's very relaxing. So, I do not know how to relax if I take on more work. I have to say no to work so I can continue relaxing. We must acknowledge this. Otherwise, all that our healing is going to be doing is setting up battle points. This is what I want. I am doing so much healing for this, battling with this part that's saying no. And that battle, the reframe cannot reframe, because that battle is the battle between you and your free will, your subconscious free will, your unconscious free will. But the moment you bring it into consciousness, the reframe can touch it. Now, my darling, whatever you are dealing with this in mind, looking at your secondary gain, whether or not you've identified it, just the concept of understanding secondary gain will make reframe work sharply and deeply in a way that you can sense it deeper. Go ahead, try it now. Reframe, reframe, reframe. And I'm just going to pick up my next flower infusion. And Elizabeth says, so we must honor our need to relax. Absolutely. Jennifer says, know your project. I can then go on with my life, seeing and doing more for others and not selfish. Not be anxious about doing things wrong. Just being anxious, you can leave now. Jennifer, does your year project really come in the way of you going on with your life? The one thing that I know about tinnitus is that it doesn't prohibit your life from continuing. Linda says, does reframe only really work if we have identified the block or whatever it is? No, my darling, it works anyway. Reframe is programmed to work on whatever is not working. Wherever the energy is stuck, the reframe will immediately start clearing it mentally, physically, emotionally. But the part of us that says, hey, I want this, the reframe bypasses. Or get a little stuck over there. So it's like reframe starts out in this gigantic gush of energy and then starts diminishing. What we want is for that gigantic gush of energy to stay that way for that entire 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, continuously. Elizabeth says, once the secondary gain is brought into consciousness, it can be shifted, i.e. relaxing, taking time for ourselves. Fantastic question, Elizabeth. The point is for us to then take into account the secondary gain and ask the universe to give it to us without disempowering us. Right now, it's disempowering us, right? We have so much illness that we cannot work. We have this illness so that we can pay attention to ourselves and we can express our need for relaxation. What if we can have this without having to be ill? Wow, I wonder how that would feel. I wonder how that would be. What if we can have the safety and security that a weight project brings us without the weight? Harneet says, if I say reframe, will it release the blocks in opening my speaking? Very much so. And Nauka says, all traps, you can leave now. Donna says, so what would be the secondary gain for the trembling? I would suspect that it stops you from being around people. touching them, because your work is touching them, and generally working. Juliana says, can you explain your 3-minute audio reframe? How best to use it? Juliana, use it after 7 days of continuously listening to the attunement decree. It just works. You don't even have to think of your problem. You just play the 3-minute reframe audio after that, and it works on everything. Jennifer says, I haven't received the attunement decree, but it's an MP3, my darling. It's in your welcome email. Elizabeth says, so reframe cannot touch our secondary games unless we acknowledge them and bring them to our awareness, so they then can be shifted and integrated. Absolutely. Because secondary gain is about free will. Even God doesn't interfere with free will. So the decrees can't as well. If your free will is actually to say, listen, if I start letting go of this weight, I'm going to start becoming visible. I'm going to have more energy to do more work. And I really don't want to do more work. Your free will block the reframe. Did you try the reframe again? How did it make you feel? Bridget, you're my standard for the group's energies, my darling. How are you doing? Actually, Donna, you as well. How is the trembling? Kailash says, if neck and upper back pain go, I would be able to express myself in a public stage without fear and shame. Yes to that. And what if you can express yourself on a public stage without fear and shame? What is the shame about, Kailash? And Harneet says, we use reframe with the project, or just reframe? Just reframe. It knows where to go. It knows exactly what has to be done. Nauka says, with reframe, my back has been cleared. My darling, did you sense the reframe better and stronger this time around? In just us opening our head to the idea of secondary gain without having fully understood secondary gain. Bridget, what is the secondary gain to your deep fear? It keeps you away from painful people. Janine says, what a wonderful question. Janine asks, can we just say secondary gain, you can leave now? If we don't know what it is, it won't go, my love. Some part of you will ease up, but it will require attention and expression. Everything requires attention and expression. Your goals require attention and expression. Your lower vibrations require attention and expression. In keeping a chronic project, you are in constant attention and expression of the project. Bridget says, staying away from painful experiences. I'm wondering, my darling. Also, one of the things with secondary gain, and we'll understand this better with the chronic project, But one of the things with secondary gain is that it keeps us in a certain age and time of childhood. Carmen says, I'm feeling very well. Superb. High vibration. Vomiting sensation is zero. Thank you. Thank you, Carmen. Donna says, trembling more quiet. If I'm not around people and massaging, it is because I'm afraid of people. Were you afraid of your family, Donna? Kailash says, shame to get stuck when public speaking. Stuck when public speaking, you can leave now. Stuck, you can leave now. When you use the decree, you may enjoy specifying what it is that you want to say you can leave now to. But actually, if you just pick up on the one word that is the disempowerment in the sentence, like stuck when public speaking, the disempowerment word is stuck. So you can just say stuck, you can leave now. Shame to get stuck. Shame is another disempowering word. So shame, you can leave now. Harneet says, headache gone. Fantastic. Chantal says, what if we can be safe without these conditions? Why not? Why not? Why not is another decree, my darling. Elizabeth says, I don't want to be seen, judged, criticized. I don't want to work hard, be burnt out, run down. I don't want to fail and be crushed and harshly judged. To all of this, you can leave now and reframe. Elizabeth, everything you have just mentioned tells me everything about how your childhood was. And confirm for me, is that true? Radha says, can we have so many secondary gains from transgenerational trauma that each layer gets peeled and something else shows? Absolutely. If you have it, seven generations have had it. If you have it, your family has it. If you have it, it is coming from another life. Can you clear so much? You can. But the best is to just pay attention to the fact that it's here right now with you. And you can let it go. And when you let it go with the you can leave now, you let it go for seven generations. You let it go for your family. You let it go for your past life. Because the you can leave now goes to the root. The difference between you can leave now and reframe is that the you can leave now goes in, reprograms DNA, where all of our memories are stored. Generational memories, past life memories, present life memories. And it goes inside and starts pushing. Reframe pulls it from the outside. It's like if I gave you one layer that is attached to 25,000 other layers. You can leave now. We'll go down. Reach point zero and start pushing out the 25,000 strands and layers. Reframe will catch 25,000 layers in one shot and start pulling it out. Bridget, hypervigilance, isn't that something that's part of your childhood? Margaret, we are right where you have posted, my love. Nauko says, sleepy but hungry. Our time is coming to an end. But I want you all to get this about secondary gain. The thing about secondary gain that keeps us maximum stuck is secondary gain is either an exact repetition of what was going on when you were a child or the exact avoidance of what was going on when you were a child. So, Bridget, try this, hypervigilance, you can leave now, 11 times, followed by, what if I am safe now? And tell me how that makes you feel. Mandy says, my secondary gain is stuck in childhood. I've always known this. I never felt enough at home or school. Linda says, my chronic project is not being able to stop smoking and I cannot locate the root. The root is anxiety. The root is poor lung function. Because with smoking, and also it depends how much you're smoking. If you're smoking 2 to 4 cigarettes a day, it's okay. It's part of your relaxation. It's the equivalent of coming home, putting your feet up, putting on a jazz record, and having a cigar. If it's chronic, you're finishing a pack a day, then you're looking at very severe anxiety. The root of all addiction is anxiety. Not feeling safe. Not feeling calm. Harneet says, desire zero makes me peaceful, no lurement. What to say? The fear of desires. Harneet, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is it? Have your desires led you to make choices that have backfired on you? Bridget says, what is hypervigilance? Hypervigilance, my love, is what you're going through. Hypervigilance is when every single cell in your body is so alarmed that it will not calm down. Naku says, shames. Why was abused? Why gained weight? Why? Shames. Shames. You can leave now. Because Bridget, you are in a state of deep and extreme alarm right now. Like the moment you are thinking about the dentist, I have no doubt that you want to jump out of your body where the terror is so high. What you are recreating right now is your exact childhood or one part of your exact childhood. Secondary gain has to do with multiple parts of the same experience of your childhood. So what is secondary gain? Biggest, it keeps us as a child. Let me tell you this, my darling. Nobody really wants to grow up. Nobody. Growing up means responsibilities. Growing up means taking care of yourself. Growing up means no longer waiting for your parents to come and save you, love you, accept you, praise you, reward you. Growing up is the hardest life purpose we all have on this planet. Secondary gain is always a way to stop us from growing. Like, I'll ask you all this again, my darlings. Do you all really not know what is the next step you have to take for your project? Why haven't you all taken it? You know exactly what is to be done next. And especially y'all, with such high attunement, such beautiful awareness, you know what is to be done next. And Rowan says, I also suffer from hypervigilance, both from current and past life and ancestral trauma. It comes from all three places, always, my darling. Donna says, I am so sick of being so anxious, hypervigilance, shame about past family dysfunction, and the trembling seems to be the end result of all of that. And Donna, I'll say it again, trembling is also the body trying to shake something out and us trying to keep it back in. When we fight a lot with ourselves, we get into a state of this shakiness, trembliness, because all energy has been used up in the fighting. And Samra says, that makes sense. When I quit smoking, I started eating excessively. Always, when we don't deal with the root cause of an addiction, we just find another addiction. Rowan says, I had an addiction to self-injury that was replaced with overeating. Food felt like an easy replacement, but it doesn't mean it's healthier. That's true, my love. It's another way of abusing yourself. And the addiction to self-injury comes from severe lack of expression, where you injure just to feel yourself again. And literally, because all the words we use, my darlings, are words that reflect the energy. It also says that you were deeply injured in your childhood. Jennifer says, what if I'm not good at it? What if I can't help them? There you go, my darling. Are you using the year project to cover up what if I'm not good at it? What if I can't help them? That's self-doubt. That's not having confidence in your gift. Now that's something we can easily work with. Donna says, I really don't know. I just want to be in peace. But my love, if you fight something instead of using awareness and expression, it will only grow. What we resist persists. What are you resisting right now, my darling? Bridget says, no, I truly don't. What don't, Mom? That's my confusion. Wait. I would say full anesthesia for you, but how do you feel when you say hypervigilance, you can leave now? Naoko says, martyrdom, victimization, everything is my fault. Fantastic. You know, martyrdom and victim consciousness, being the scapegoat, is so powerful. There's such a sense of self-righteousness around it. It's very empowering. Why would you give it up? What if you can feel self-empowered without having to be martyred? Wow, I wonder how that would feel. I wonder how that would be. And Donna says, so I am just to allow and accept the shaking? Yes, my love, do it right now. Don't resist the shaking. Shake, we're all here with you. Fully shake. Shake like you're having a fit. Let it come out. Physically, shaking also happens if you're very low on sugar and carbs. There's just not enough energy in the body. There's just not enough fuel. It's exactly like how in an engine, if there is no diesel and you're continuously trying to turn the key, the engine starts rattling. Harneet says, resisting failure. But you can't, you can never have 100% success, just like you can never have 100% failure. Ups and downs, sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Actually, we never lose. I'm trying to find that particular quote. Ah, yes. Sometimes we win, other times we learn. Elizabeth says, why am I in fear that the sources that be are not benevolent and wanting my greatest happiness? Because we learn to see the world through the filter of our family. Clearly, Elizabeth, you had parents who were not benevolent and did not want your greatest happiness. It's not a block. We just need to pay attention and awareness and don't make it a problem to get rid of. Back to using word technology, I have to get rid of this. Sorry, my darling, it's not going anywhere. There's nothing that's going on in your life that you can get rid of. You cannot get rid of that weight. You cannot get rid of the trembling. You cannot get rid of the hypervigilance. Because in getting rid of it, what you're saying is, I'm not going to give it attention. I'm not going to give it expression. It will not go. Bridget, as soon as you've done the hypervigilance, you can leave now 11 times. Tell me how you're feeling and also complete the sentence. I need to stay hypervigilant because. Donna, I need to keep trembling because. And what a break, everybody. With me, Oh, this is so good. Mandy says, I'm confident in my gifts as a therapist, but still hide. I work with secondary gain with my clients, and I still hide. Reframe. What is the difference of get rid of and you can leave now? You can leave. Good question, Irene. I like the way you think. So the difference between getting rid of and you can leave now is the moment I have said you can, I'm also saying you cannot, meaning I have given the most empowering of energies to this particular situation, the energy of choice. You can leave now means it's okay if you leave, it's okay if you don't. I'm not saying you may leave now, you better leave now, you get out now, you F it now. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying you can leave now. And it always goes. It never stays. Never. It always listens. Now you try saying to it, I want to get rid of you. Get out. See what happens in 24 hours. When you want to get rid of something, you have disconnected from it. If you have disconnected from it and it has become the enemy, why should it listen to you? Why should it do what you're asking it to do? What you're doing is being a tyrant. You are imposing your self-will and free will on its self-will and free will. Rowan says, oh dear, I've nearly finished my 16-ounce glass of turbo water on this call. Super! And Elizabeth says, that makes sense, thank you. Everywhere my family were not benevolent and did not want my greatest happiness or well-being, and this created a filter through which I've been falsely perceiving the world. Absolutely. Secondary gains are lies. Because you can have that without the chronic project. Donna says, I need to keep trembling because it keeps me on my toes, keeps me aware to make sure the kitties and I will keep eating and getting things done. Wow, what a secondary gain. It's keeping you aware. Donna, that's such a big, what if you could be aware without having to tremble? Wow, I wonder how that would feel. I wonder how that would be. Bridget says, I need to stay hypervigilant because I have to protect myself from insensitive people doing me unhandleable pain and hurt, passing out. Are you passing out, my love? Like it keeps you from passing out, right? So your secondary gain is not taking a chance at trusting people. First surgery at 3 weeks old. Oh, my darling, I'm so sorry. First surgery at 3 weeks old. Bridget, reframe. Rob says, when we say our own --, you can leave now. How do we know how often to say that particular one? Excellent question. Rob, the truth is you only need to say it once. However, the conscious mind likes it to be in a certain scientific manner, honoring that part of our mind, the left brain, the logical mind. Normally, when I put up a decree on the group, I take the group energies. I see how many layers are showing for the group. Like, for example, we had one today, right, which was stressed out. You can leave now. How many times was that? 47 times? So depending on what shows up for the group, I think damaged neurons, you can leave now, was 109 times. Depending on how many layers are showing up for the group, I give a number. When you do the SUD, on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is it? You are identifying the number of layers that are there in that. The point of our work right now is to get to a point where we don't even have to identify the SUD. We're just thinking about the project, and we do reframe, and give it 30 seconds. Jennifer says, my project has gone down after self-doubt. Isn't that amazing? Because you're no longer hiding from the secondary game. Harneet says, can comfort zone be fear, which are secondary game? Yes, my darling. That means fear was your primary reaction to your childhood. Your secondary game is an aspect of your childhood that you are not willing to let go and reframe. Chandra says, is anxiety a hole in itself that we can clear, or do we need to know the cause or origin of the anxiety? It'll clear, my darling, but if you have a secondary game, it will need attention and expression. Bridget says, my secondary game would be not giving myself the chance to trust people. Yes. Secondary game is that I will only trust myself. I am safe only with myself, which is a huge secondary game, by the way. Huge. Bridget says, I feel I trust even too much and just started to say no and explain why and start to be heard. Do you trust too much, Bridget, or do you hope too much? So what you're saying is the secondary gain would be not having to say no. Superb. What happened when you said no? All right. Summing up secondary gain. Secondary gain is a exact repetition of our childhood. Our childhood is a place of familiarity. It's always easier to stay with what we are familiar with. We're familiar with abuse and toxicity. We're familiar with people who are insensitive and brute. Oh, such comfort to stay there. We can react with anxiety, with fear, with terror, with hypervigilance, with insomnia. It's handleable. I know how to handle this. That's the whole point of a comfort zone. Secondary gain always has to do with attention and expression of the symptom. In the secondary gain of the symptom, you get to keep the symptom because something is working for you in the symptom. Third, the biggest thing a secondary gain gives us is safety. It keeps us safe from being seen. It keeps us safe from being heard. It keeps us safe from having to trust people. It keeps us safe from having to say no. It keeps us safe somehow. It keeps us safe from doing more. Do any of y'all really want to do more? And Alex says, what if I can easily see and let go of the lies of my secondary gain? Alex, you've already mentioned secondary gain. Secondary gain is that I now won't be judged because I've given myself a valid reason to rest. So the fear of judgment. You are being kept safe from judgment. Jennifer says, I don't trust people either. Seen but never heard. You take it all in silence. I don't even share good news because someone might get offended. My parents never paid attention to me. Oh, the safest place we know is the place of our childhood. Safest place. Debbie says false sense of security though. Yes, but that's why secondary gain is a lie. Because what we want, we can have it without the symptom of the chronic project. And my darlings, check your chronic project in 24 hours of this call. I guarantee you it would have reduced because we've paid so much attention and expression to the secondary gain. Nauku says gained weight because of scarcity, of being targeted by unresponsible people. That's why. You can leave now. You gained weight for safety, my love. You gained weight because safety from famine, safety from the criticisms of people, safety from having to carry the burden of people, because the more people you carry, the more weight you need to carry them. Jenny says, cannot feeling safe be the secondary gain? The secondary gain is feeling safe. I'm going to explain that a little bit more. And we'll do this in detail on the chronic project. Now, let us say that you have spent your entire childhood not feeling safe. Got it? Not feeling safe will become the definition of feeling safe. You've had an abusive, unloving childhood. Secondary gain of feeling safe is continuously getting that experience again and again. We are very safe with experiences of our childhood. It is our biggest, safest zone. However our childhood was, it was an area of safety for us. It was an area of love for us. How many of us define love in feeling rejected, dejected? The mind is a beautiful instrument. What it learns, it applies. I have learned that relationships are toxic, abusive, unhealthy. Ergo, the definition of relationships are toxic, abusive, unhealthy. The next thing you know, anytime you attract a relationship that's the opposite, you'll find a way to sabotage it. Because your secondary gain is in staying in the states of your childhood. Elizabeth says, what is the secondary gain of having an overly critical and harsh family? No secondary gain to that, my darling. That is just your, not just, that was your experience in this lifetime. There's no secondary gain to that. The secondary gain of maintaining the experience is that you are safe. The moment you've recreated your childhood, you have recreated a time of family. You have recreated a time of a tribe being there. None of us wants to be alone. The fear of public speaking is supposed to be the biggest fear in the world, but I say the biggest fear in the world is the fear of being alone. The moment you've recreated a childhood scenario, oh, not alone. So safe. Whatever that experience was, that is secondary right now. Rowan says, I gained weight because I had gender identity issues I wasn't aware of and didn't want to be seen as attractive as a gender that didn't fit me. So it kept you safe, kept you protected. Harneet says, that means feeling safe with our fears. Very much. Very much. Our fears do keep us safe. If we didn't have any fear, we would jump off cliffs thinking we could fly, right? Irene says, I lost my mom when I was 13. She had cancer. Sorry, my darling. How does this still affect me? You may be constantly recreating patterns of loss. You may be constantly recreating patterns of experiencing what you experienced when you lost her. Grief, anger with God, insecurity, the fear of being alone, unsafe, unrooted, ungrounded, unstable, unsteady. Bridget says, if I say no, I don't have to overhope and feel strong in my decisions, can handle the consequences and that feels strong. And Bridget says, was not able to say no in my childhood so much. And Bridget, was a lot that took place in your childhood, and a lot of us are aware of what took place, and it was terrible for all of us, actually, Donna, Jenny, Irene, Harneet, it's terrible. Bridget, did a lot of that take place when you were in a state of some sort of anesthesia, as in you were not fully conscious? And so now you've learned that the way to stop it all from happening again is to not lose any kind of consciousness. And by conscious, I mean being awake. And therefore now you have to be hyper awake, which is hypervigilance. Irene says, yes, I was never lucky to attract. Okay, Irene, check the sentence. To attack a good partner, but okay, to attract a good partner, I am a single mom. And that must give rise to all kinds of other stresses and angers, right? I've been a single mother. I'm still a single mother. It's tough. It's so tough. Bridget is a single mother. It's so tough. Juliana says, as a child, I always struggled and told I was not good enough. In the last year, I've been feeling I'm not good enough in all areas of my life. I know this is not true, but how do I get out of this mind frame? You've identified it. You've also identified it as a place of safety and protection. Now do the reframe and check how good you feel. And Donna says, my biggest fear was being all alone. Then for a while, I liked being around people. Now I'm just experiencing horrific loneliness, getting older. Who will help me? Horrific loneliness, my darling. This is coming from some spot in your childhood where you experienced the horrific loneliness. And you must have been shaking and trembling inside. And now as the patterns gotten louder, you are now shaking and trembling outside. Harneet says, sometimes it looks like how much there is to clear, like it is too much. Yes, there will be times when it will look like a mountain to climb. We just take one step at a time. And with the fastest modality in the world, oh my, that timeline and time frame is so reduced for us. Mandy says, when I was very little, my dad would threaten to send me to a children's home if I wasn't good. I spent my childhood trying to be good. And undoubtedly, Mandy, you spent your childhood trying to be safe, trying to stop being terrorized. Also very possible, you spent your childhood trying to be invisible to your father. By the way, those of us who don't want to be seen, who want to stay visible, usually it's the wrath of the father that we're avoiding. Usually, 9 out of 10 times. Elizabeth says, how do we know when to use you can leave now versus reframe? Or do we need to use both to shift the pattern? To shift the pattern, you just need you can leave now. Reframe, just using reframe is my intention and goal till we get to the end of our call. That you won't even need to use you can leave now. You will just do reframe and it will happen. Let us see how we all progress on that. But you can leave now is the foundation decree. So I want you to be very comfortable with you can leave now. So for example, you could say reframe to something and have this enormous bout of anger that comes up. Then you would say, anger, you can leave now. Naoko says, jealousy from sister. And that's the other thing. Wrath of the father, jealousy of the mother. These are the two things that always make us want to hide and not be visible. Jenny says, if feeling safe is the secondary gain, what would you say in the decree? Nothing, my love. We will just give it attention and expression. Nothing to be said. After that, when you do the reframe, see how faster it goes in. By the way, did you all answer that, my darlings? The second round of reframe that we did you all feel how much more stronger it was in the body? Terry says, what does SUD stand for? SUD is subjective unit of distress. It is the ranking and rating we do from 0 to 10. The whole point of this conversation, my darling, was to get comfortable that there is such a thing as secondary gain. And secondary gain is bigger than your dream and goal. So if your goal is to, what were our goals? Okay, let go of weight. Last 30 years you've been working on it. How can it not work? Clearly, big secondary gain. Secondary gain is bigger than our goal. Secondary gain is what you are safe from doing, having, giving, keeping, sharing, receiving. It keeps you safe from something. Like a life of work and having more abundance, having more clients, having more money. Some part of you needs to stay safe from that. Some part of you recognizes that as a threat to something. You know Morgana Ray, this wonderful work, and she does, I think she calls herself the Rich Witch. Wonderful, fabulous body of work she does. She once said that the speed of change takes place at the speed of safety. It's a fabulous line. The speed of change takes place at the speed of safety. If you're not moving from your chronic project, you are not safe moving from it. If you're not safe moving from it, you have a gigantic secondary gain. Gigantic secondary gain is I'm recreating my childhood, an area and time that I know I'm familiar with. I am recreating the presence of my tribe and family. I am recreating the safety of how I have understood safety and love, how I have understood love. Debbie says, chronic project, teeth decay and loss of what, my love? Loss of teeth? And time to have some more water? Oh, lovely. Anytime teeth have decay, it means something's decaying inside. What have you been holding on to for so long that it's rotted inside? And forgive me, my darling, these are such harsh things to say and ask, but awareness and attention. What is it that's decaying inside? Nauka says, my dad was threatening, you have to put on weight. Because you'll have to hide from him. Karen says, recently had recreation of relationship with mother and sister with two other women, rejection, shame there, which is what your mother and sister would have done to you in your childhood. Therefore, in recreating it, you are now not alone. You have recreated family. The definition of love and safety as you understand it has played itself out. Reframe. All our teeth are attached to meridians. Each meridian is attached to an organ, to a bone, to a muscle group. Whichever are the teeth that are going, that particular meridian has dealt with too much. and too much that's stagnated. Energies are living. Can you take an apple and keep it locked up forever and have it stay fresh? No. It'll start decaying. And that's the exact same thing that happens with our energies as well. Complete the sentence, Debbie. My teeth are decaying because... What have you been holding on to? What feelings, what behaviors, what thoughts have you refused to consistently change? Are you good at listening, Debbie? Have you taken feedback from your various life experiences? Or has it always been about somebody else's fault? Decay has a lot to do with not changing, not growing, not letting go, because letting go is how we grow. Letting go is how we change. Letting go is all that healing is about. Karen, how are you feeling in terms of rejection and shame right now? Bridget, how are you feeling? And do you need a new dentist? I mean, this person is obviously insensitive. How are you all feeling now? You know, when we do work like this, it can get tiring very soon. I'm so appreciative that y'all are here. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. Please have lots of water and feel free to take crunchy, munchy breaks as well. Keep your energy level going. How are you all doing right now, my darling? Lots to ponder over, lots to think about. At the same time, lots that's already processing. Rowan says, yes, very tired, but peaceful. Superb. The truth always sets us free. Karen says stomach lurched a bit, but energy feels a little smoother. Beautiful. Irene says amazing. Superb. Superb. Awesome. Awesome. Donna says pretty tired, overwhelmed, but more quiet. How's the trembliness? Bridget, how are you doing, my love? Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you for saying that. She says, lots to ponder for sure, but nothing like this anywhere. So grateful. And I'm very grateful you're here. Irene says, I'm starting to hear you. Thank you, my love. Bridget says, I feel okay, my love. Thank you. I'm so happy, Bridget. So happy. And do you need to change the dentist, my darling? Sometimes in the recreation of the childhood, we'll keep returning to the tyrant as well. Telling ourselves we need to be stronger, telling ourselves it will be different, telling ourselves if we explain, he'll understand. And you know, it never works that way. Daisy says, feeling hungry, always a good symptom. Thank you, Rowan. Debbie says, afraid to let go of the negative why when I know the other choice would free me. What gives me the right to be free? Yes, what gives you the right to be free? Or rather, who took away your right to be free? Was your entire childhood just one state of negativity or the other? Did your parents constantly crib, complain, blame each other, or blame you? Dilly says, I feel so good and amazing, but sleepy. Superb. I hope it's sleep time close by for you. All right, my darlings, and will you all keep in mind my word, doctors, things to be careful about? It's still there, but it's getting better. Yes, it's still there, but it's getting better. But I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Also, I wanted to say, make sure that during these times that you have one cup of something hot as well. A hot broth, a hot soup, a hot tea, some hot liquid as well. And by these times, I mean the times around us, but also in this work that we do. Jennifer says, felt a twinge of fear, but drank my water, feeling better. Fantastic. Thelma says, feeling much better by identifying my secondary gain and understanding why my chronic project had lasted so long. And Nako, that was actually part of the answer to that. One hot fluid, avoid dairy, avoid fried, reduce animal protein as much as possible. Rohan says, I've been drinking herbal tea much more than I used to. Superb. You are in tune with the energy of our times. In the coming months, my darling, we will all be led towards fasting, either because we're not feeling well or we genuinely just don't want to eat too much anymore. And this fasting is part of the purge that Earth is going through right now. So diets are going to change and going to change for the better. They're going to become more holistic, simplistic, and nutritious. And Rowan says, Bridget says, yes, I'm on warm liquid only for weeks because of teeth. Super clean diet. Fantastic. And you are very much in tune with the energies of the universe. Debbie says, any suggestions on lessening my fears? Yes, fears, you can leave now. 10 times, 3 times a day. Thelma says, yes, it is still there, but feeling better, and I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Many thanks to Dr. Gary Craig. Was it Dr. Gary Craig? The founder of EFT. Many, many thanks to him. He put together practices of meridians and BEST, psychological practices, and gave us this sentence. It's just amazing. Mandy says, what if we could all let go of secondary gain? Wow, I wonder how that would feel. I wonder how that would be. And that would mean letting go of childhood experiences. So one part of you might reject that. And another part of you might say, wow, let the past stay there. Elizabeth says, a desire to be more masterful at identifying my secondary gains and shifting them powerfully with these decrees for greater freedom. Absolutely. You will see how much more clarity you have on secondary gain in the next 24 hours. Because we gave it attention, we gave it expression. Oh, now this part of you is going to be so excited to say, I'm being heard. I am going to speak more. I am going to speak louder. And when it does, you will either reframe it or gently and lovingly say, you can leave. Now, our next call, Chronic Project Protocol, let us see what the decrees do for them. So here's to more magic, and here are to many, many miracles for all of us. Big love, big hug. Namaste from India.